What do you make of that?
What am I supposed to make of it?
Come on, Doctor, you know my methods. Observe and deduce. Observe and deduce.
Holmes, where did this come from?
Well, there are two answers to that.
Two answers?
At least.
What's the first?
It arrived in the post this morning.
Ah. Who sent it?
There was no letter.
No letter?
No.
Is the second answer equally unhelpful?
It's more interesting.
It could hardly be less interesting.
True.
Well?
Well, what?
Holmes, what is the second answer? Where did this thing come from?
I can't be absolutely sure.
Right.
As you know, I never guess.
Yes, I know.
But if my deductions are correct...
Holmes...
It was extracted from the stomach of a dead millionaire.
The Peculiar Persecution of Mr. John Vincent Harden by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Jane Asher as Mrs. Harden. The Peculiar Persecution of Mr. John Vincent Harden.
You're not serious.
I'm always serious. Well, almost always.
And how in the world did you deduce that?
Well, first things first, Doctor. The object itself. Describe it.
Well, what's the point? We can both see the thing.
In some ancient cultures, they believe...
Yeah, these wouldn't be ancient Eastern cultures by any chance.
In some ancient Eastern cultures, they believe that to describe a thing is to know it.
Yes, and in some modern Western cultures, they believe that to infuriate a fellow lodger beyond endurance is to risk unreasoning acts of violence.
You, my dear fellow, never.
No, I wouldn't be so sure.
No, I never can get your limits. Actually, it's a perfectly sound idea. I'll give it a try.
Yes, all right, all right. Well... It's made of metal, highly polished.
Chromium plated.
It's cylindrical, about, what, inch and a half long by half an inch in diameter. Pointed at one end, blunt at the other. The squared off end is, what's the word?
Knurled.
That's it, yes.
Mm, yes. Roughened to afford a grip.
And the pointed end has a series of grooves cut round it.
Bravo, you have it.
Well, hardly. I hate to argue with your ancient Eastern cultures, but I've still no idea what it actually is. Unless... Holmes, is it some sort of bullet?
An intelligent deduction, given where it was found. I had the same notion.
Ah, then I'm right. Killed by a chromium-plated bullet. That has to be unique.
I'm afraid not.
Good Lord, it's not unique?
It's not a bullet. Even a surface as hard as that would bear the marks of having been fired from a gun or rifle. There are a few scratches, but they're the wrong sort at the wrong end, the pointed end.
If it's not a bullet, what the devil is it?
I haven't the faintest notion.
Oh. Well, then, what on earth makes you think it came from the stomach of a dead millionaire?
I did say I couldn't be sure.
I know you better than that. You've a pretty good idea.
Yes. Take a look at the wrapping paper.
Oh. Well, perfectly ordinary brown parcel paper.
Mm-hmm.
Stamps. Address written on a gum paper label. What about it?
Well, there are several indications. Firstly, the paper isn't exactly perfectly ordinary. It's distinctly superior in quality. Mm-hmm. The same is true of the address label. You notice, of course, that part of the label's been cut away.
Show me.
There. The one wrong edge is slightly jagged.
Oh, you're right.
The label has a printed return address, which tells us
that, whoever sent you this sends out a good number of parcels?
Yeah, exactly so, exactly so. Why else bother to have labels printed? The handwriting's clear and confident. An educated man. And he uses a good quality pen and expensive ink. Now, smell the paper.
Smell it?
Yes.
Well, if you say so.
Mm. Well?
What am I supposed to find?
Try the inside.
Mm. Ah, is that tobacco?
In a way.
In a way? In what way?
Well, try the evidence of the box.
What box?
The box which contained the metal cylinder.
The box you conveniently forgot to mention.
Here.
Thank you. I know. Mm. Observe and deduce. It's cardboard, rectangular, with a close-fitting lid. Ah, there's another label glued to the lid, but it's been torn away.
Mm.
Inside, lined with smooth, glossy paper.
Smell it, smell it.
I was going to...